Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's the Monday show. Oh, you know, like, is Monday any different than any other day? It's the start of the week, right? Anybody else kind of dragging yourself a little bit today? Getting slowly started on Monday and into the week. I did a little bit. I was reading an article last week. It was about things that you can get you going in the morning and important things that you should eat in the morning. And they said chocolate. Really? Chocolate? Eat chocolate in the morning? Like, so I thought, well, and today I was kind of dragging a little bit. I had breakfast, still trying to get into the groove of what I'm going to do today, work on and so forth and so on. And I do some writing and some promoting. And so I thought to myself, hey, let's try it. Let's try the chocolate. So I had this dark chocolate, you know, it's like pretty 73%, whatever that stuff is, right? And I did it and it perked me up. Plus I had an apple too. So I'm not sure which one did it, but I think chocolate and apple together. So try that. Chocolate and apple. So, get the dark chocolate, not the milk chocolate stuff. You got to stick to the pure, closest you can get to almost bitter chocolate. Excuse me. Something, a little fragment of peanuts is still in my throat, slowing me down. So what are we going to talk about today? Okay, let me give you a quote. I know I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. If you want to hang in there, let me set up the show a little bit, set up what I'm doing here, why I'm doing this, and what I do, and what I love to do. I just realized I love what I do. Not just the radio show, but the work I do with people. So let me do this quote for you. And this is kind of what set up the show, if I can find the quote again. Let me do this. The standards of success in life isn't the things. Oh, this is an Abraham quote from 1996, a way back quote. And yeah, the way back machine, right? So the standard of success in life isn't the things. It isn't the money or the stuff. It is absolutely the amount of joy that you feel. Ooh, so it's how you feel. You know, you can feel really bad and have a bunch of stuff and make a bunch of money. And if you're feeling bad and you're worried about this and you're worried about that, what good is the money, right? What good is all this stuff if you're feeling bad? So it's about feeling bad. So I have some articles related to that about feeling better and being joyful and how to get to joyful. And I know I had a caller. My caller goes away because they're kind of like, what is he ever going to take calls? Well, let me get back to this whole idea of what I really am passionate about, what I love to do. Number one thing is I call it therapeutic meditations, and I have a whole article that I wrote about how I got to this place of therapeutic meditations, and if there's no callers, then I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to read you the article because I'm going to post it everywhere. So, but if you want to read more about what therapeutic meditations are, you can go here to this website, which is kind of my blog. This is kind of my blogging. Wait a minute. Okay. I can type this in correctly. Yeah, I should put this in earlier, but like spaced out. Okay, so there it goes. So I'll just go to the messenger.info if you're so inclined and so interested in knowing more about it. I wonder if there's anybody in the chat room. You know, Blog Talk has problems with the chat room from time to time, so I have to kind of double check if the chat rooms. Oh, let me take a call and I'll tell you a little bit more about it. I said number one thing is the therapeutic meditation. Number two things, and these are kind of lumped together, it's either talking to dead people, ancestors, you know, famous people, dead people, just the advice they have for whoever, myself or other people or my spirit guides. But for other people, it's usually talking to dead people because I really like that. And that's doing past life work, either doing readings or regressions. So those are really kind of narrowing it down, isn't it? But you know what? Just do a couple of things really, really well in your life and you're more successful, I think. But that's always been beaten into my head. Do one thing really, really well and you will be successful. If you try to do too much, you scatter your energies. So let me take a caller, and then I'm going to try to see if the chat room is working And if it's broke, again, it was broke last week, so let me try that. Or I didn't set up properly.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thank you so much. I love your show. I love how upbeat and happy you are all the time.
Oh, it's never mind. I'll be nice. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just playing with you. And who am I speaking to?
Oh, my name is Lisa.
Lisa, what's going on with Lisa on this beautiful Monday? Is it hot where you're at, Lisa? Is it hot?
Oh, yesterday they said that it was the equivalent of 112 outside.
Oh, that's not fun.
It felt like it was hotter than a sauna. The humidity level is outrageous here.
We'll see. It's warm here in Southern California, but at least, it just hit 100 right now. It just hit 100. But it's dry. It's relatively dry. There's not a lot of humidity in the air where I live, so it's not in the desert. The humidity and you just kind of glow all day long, right?
When the weatherman says oppressive, you know you're in trouble.
Oppressive? What state do you live in?
Connecticut, not Florida. Connecticut.
Climate change. But let's get into what why you called in versus, this is not a weather report, and I don't have a weather map behind me, so I'm not going to do the weather.
I am wondering, what is blocking me from moving forward? Why can't I move forward?
Ooh, see, you just tapped into my whole project about, let me give you this, and let me see what Spirit has to say. But it's our thoughts. In our attitude, it is our thoughts, and what I'm working with people on is this idea of how to love yourself. But if your thought patterns hold back your personal love, and that vibration of love, because in that vibration of love is where you're going to achieve everything you need. Okay, so it's something in your thought patterns that are holding you back. I don't think it's from your past lives. Oh, it is. Oh, I just got that. Well, that's weird, huh?
Oh, good grief.
It's something you carried forward into this lifetime, some attitude or thought patterns about yourself or some limitations that you've taken on. So what year were you born?
1959.
Ah, 1959. You died in the late 20s, in the last life. You died in the late, probably 1928. Thereabout. So what it feels like, you're a woman. Have we done this before? Because it seems very familiar to somebody.
No.
Okay. Okay. No, but see, it's like 1928. You were a woman. You were in your 40s when you died. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you obsessive with things now?
Obsessive?
Obsessive, compulsive. Controlling at all?
No, not controlling.
Well, you might have let that go because that's what you were in that lifetime. You were cool, obsessive, controlling, dominating teacher, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, you had a tough life. My goodness, this life is so much easier on you. Really, because that was a tough life for you. So what are you carrying forward? Because you died relatively young. You died because you were stressed out. You died from cancer that lifetime. So hopefully that won't carry forward into this one. I don't think it will. And you were very controlling, and you were a teacher, instructor, okay, a woman. And it was not a good life in a lot of ways. You pushed people away. Are you pushing people away now? I'm trying to get to the root of what you brought forward into this lifetime, okay?
I don't know. I try to be a friend to people, but I can't seem to find any friends.
Ah, maybe that's what it is. So let's. I mean, we're doing this whole therapy thing here, and I don't mean to do that. Spirit's trying to guide me through this whole process of what is it about that lifetime that you carried forward. Well, you pushed people away in that lifetime. You really pushed people away. Okay. I mean, you were very controlling, very, you know, disciplinarian, just kind of stressed out all the time, and you died young because of all that energy, okay? That's what I get.
Okay.
But you weren't in Connecticut. You were in the Midwest somewhere. It feels like Nebraska or something. So, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been there, but that's what I get. So what is it that you carry forward? What are you doing now that's not making friends? Are you pushing people away?
Oh, no. I try to be people's friends, and they seem to back away when I try to be a friend.
Well, you're pushing.
I invite people over. Like, the last 9 times I invited 9 different people over, they don't show up, and I've got cookies, and I've made lunch, and they just don't come.
You got a real problem. You got a real problem.
Everybody has an excuse, and I'm like, what did I do?
Okay. You know what? And this is a weird energy, and I'm going to deal with it from this way, because you did push away people in the past life. You did a great job of keeping people at a distance because you were just kind of controlling and angry, and people avoided you. So if I was to work with you now, I would say to you, you need to visualize yourself kind of in that lifetime as best as you can, the past life, and then tell yourself that whatever energy that I had from that lifetime, I'm leaving it there. I am not bringing it forward. All I'm bringing forward into this lifetime is my desire to learn and educate. Okay? Because it feels like you've carried some of that energy forward. You carry that energy of pushing people away and setting people off, and you're not even knowing you're doing it. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, I'm really nice to people now.
I know, dear, but it's at a subconscious level that you're doing it. You're not doing it intentionally. Okay?
It's like
a vibration. It's like a vibration.
Okay.
And I'm trying to give you a little methodology here, if I can give you one, that will help you to break that vibration, okay?
Well, yes, I want to.
Well, and I keep hearing it's about sending love to yourself, sending love to yourself. And sending love, it's like almost you have to kind of cut off that energy from a past life, and I'm trying to see how they want you to do that. It's like, If you can visualize yourself sitting in a chair, and what in front of you is this kind of image of a woman who's a school teacher, kind of stern and so forth from a past life, and you just cut the connection like there's a cord or a rope that's keeping that connection to you now. I know this sounds strange and weird, but it's like you just cut her and let her go.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Okay.
It's like you just kind of see yourself in that chair in front of you as this woman who is like in her early 40s, very controlling, very disciplinary, who just put people off, and you just cut the cord to her, just cut that connection to her and let her drift away. And you're going to feel freer. And just say, I've let go of all that from that life, and I'm just going to carry forward and be a loving, kind person in this life, and people will love me. And your affirmation is, I'm letting go of anything from the past that's holding me back from connecting with people, and now I am allowing myself to find people that care about me and love me. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
For some odd reason, that just feels really strong, and you might want to think about it to see if that helps you at all. Because consciously, you have no idea why, right?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody has any. My family doesn't know why.
Yeah, and I'm really picking up it's a past life, and you're carrying that energy forward with you, and you don't even know you're doing it. It's like you're carrying baggage.
I'm afraid out of my mind of anyone who's a disciplinarian or stern. I just go the other way, so I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's because you're repulsing what you were. You're repulsed by that energy now, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
You've turned your back on it and said, no, I've done that, been there, done that, and took that one off the closet and burned it. Okay?
Thank you so much.
So let go. Yeah, just visualize yourself doing it, and just an affirmation is, I let go of any of that energy from the past, wherever it might be, and now I'm allowing myself to be loved. That's even simpler, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, try it. Well, get back to me sometime when I'm on and tell me if it's working or not working, okay? I'd love to hear.
I will. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
See, I told you I love past life stuff. You know, it's kind of cool. You know, but we, you know, some people don't believe it. And there's certain teachers and it's certain material that doesn't believe that, oh, you carry this stuff forward from past lives. But I've read a lot of books on it and read a lot of material on it. And I really do believe that we carry energy forward. Certain things, you know, people talk about illnesses that from a past life, or even scars on the body from a past life, from a wound, and how that once they recognize the past life, that they disappear. Things disappear. Okay? Or sometimes it's childhood too, but in her case, it really felt like a past life, being that kind of nasty school marm that was a real strong disciplinarian and just kind of was tough. Okay, so I have some other callers, and I was going to get to my article about the things I love to do and talking more about, a little bit more about my therapeutic meditations, which is about how to love yourself. Ooh, because what we get, like in this whole thing, is you get energy, thought patterns, maybe even from a past life thought patterns and patterns that you need to cut off to let go of, to get to where you can love yourself, which attracts everything in your life that you want. Once you're in that vibration of love, you're connected to Source, God. You're vibrating at that energy, and you attract, pull it in. So somebody's been holding for a while. See, it's a 347 and then a 6631. Okay, I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk about joyful living maybe if I have time. We set these articles up and I end up going, we don't get to them. Okay. Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Tanika.
I'm sorry. You have to speak a little bit louder.
You're speaking to Tanika.
Tanika, what's going on, Tanika? How are you today on this beautiful Monday? Hopefully it's not 100 degrees where you're at.
It is. It's New York City, it is.
Ah, wow, everybody's hot. Wow, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? So what's going
on?
Yeah,
I just wanted to know, my birthday is coming up. It's September, but it's coming up. And I just wanted to know, do you see anything as far as, like, love coming in for me, as far as, like, a relationship? Or
okay,
anything like that before?
You might have heard that I talk to dead people mostly to get answers like that. So if there's a relative from your past, like you don't even know, because sometimes you don't even know these people because they're like great grandmothers and stuff like that. But it's a male figure. It's a great grandfather. Great grandfather. Okay. On your mother's side, not your father's side. Now I don't get names. So don't ask for names because that's always confusing. Yeah, I do get something about a W, but I don't know what that means. So let me see what he has to say to you. Opportunities, now, that's a great word here, because opportunities mean that you'll get an opportunity to meet somebody that has potentiality of being a great relationship, and then the free will part is that you get to work it out and see if it works. But so that's all you can ask from the universe, is somebody to have the opportunity to meet and connect with, right? You know what I mean? It's no guarantees, absolute no guarantees in love, because we screw them up all the time, right? Or
yes.
They do, or either way. So opportunities to meet somebody, or and it sounds like meeting more than one person, will be here before September. I don't know why I said before September, but I got first for September. That's what I heard. So sometime this month, and I'm not going to try to be specific, because I don't get specific when. I mean, it could be tomorrow, it could be in 10 minutes, or it could be the end of the month. But opportunities will be presented to you to find a deep love this month. Okay?
Okay.
So keep your awareness. And if you sit in the house and lay in the bed all day, it won't happen, right? So you have to live. You have to go out. You have to do things. You have to function normally. You know, whatever you feel is a normal function in your life, then it will come. But you can't hide in your house and figure they're going to knock on your door. Got it?
Right.
I get multiple.
Okay.
I keep getting more than one. So let's see what happens, okay?
All right.
Have fun. You get choices. Choices are good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Don't you like choices? Choices are always good, you know? You get to pick. I always heard Now, this is an interesting concept. What do you think about this? Most of the callers I have are women. Or women choose men. Men don't choose women. I mean, you might meet, but women are the ones who make a decision whether relationships are going to work or not. Because men are all into it. They're always into it. Men are like, will jump into a relationship like crazy time, right? And it's not always the best time because men are driven by their sensual desires a lot of times and not always about a relationship. So the woman is the one who makes the choice. It's interesting. Huh? What do you think about that? I mean, you're in the chat room. What do you think about that? What do you think? Woman makes the choice because men are crazy. We're just, you know, we're driven by, you know, even, I don't care how old you are. Men are still driven by more of their sensuality. But then, okay, I'll qualify. Women have to make the choice. Now, women have to be, let's say, I won't use the word persuaded, and then I won't use the word seduced. I'll use that women have to be shown that this person that they're is interested in them is worthy of their interest. How do you like that? What do you think about that one? So women make the choice, but men's job is to show the woman, to somehow convince the woman that, yes, I'm a worthy partner. But women make the choice. You guys in the chat room, you're not going to comment, aren't you? You don't think so, huh? Okay, let me take a caller because you got to answer that question too. Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Suzanne, so what do you think? Women make the choice.
I think sometimes men, because...
No, see, I'll disagree. Because a woman has to be the one who makes the final thing. Men will chase women all over the place. Men are crazy, okay?
And I don't find that with me. They're not chasing me.
Well, then maybe you're not ready and maybe to be chased, right? That's all right. What's going on with you today?
Well, when do you see a boyfriend for me?
When? I don't know. I don't see anything. It's what your ancestors would say to me about you and your relationships, and that's why I rely on your dead relatives. Okay.
All right.
Feels like a male figure. Feels like a male figure. Is your grandfather alive?
No.
No. So it's him.
Okay.
But it's on your mother's side, not your father's side. Mother's side. Okay.
I never met him. He passed away.
It doesn't matter. They know who you are. It has nothing to do with meeting them or not meeting them. They observe you and watch you every day or a lot and go, ooh, she's got problems. Why isn't she getting it together? Why isn't she meeting somebody? So we're going to have to push a couple people in front of her in your future to make her happy. But are you feeling that a little content about not having a relationship?
I meet people, but I want it to be the right one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I do, you know, people flirt with me. I was dating someone, went on 6 dates, but I didn't feel like he was the right one, so I'm not going to just have anybody. I'm looking for the right one.
Well, they're going to push people in front of you really soon, okay? Before Halloween.
What does he think of my neighbor?
Your neighbor? What's your neighbor's name? What's his name?
Bob. Bob.
What's he think of Bob? I get this kind of energy that Bob's kind of slow to the draw, if that makes sense. I'm seeing this holster, like he's really slow at drawing and getting there. So Bob, somebody else can rush in front of Bob, okay? Somebody's going to rush in front of Bob before Bob gets around to
him. Anybody from my past?
No, it's new. You need fresh. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Have fun with that. But, yeah, there's going to be somebody coming in your life. That's what your grandfather says, and I'm going to believe him. Okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
Bye now. Love, yes. See, that's why I like to talk to dead people because, you know, that just feels like they know what they're talking about. And they try to work on it. They try to get people in your lives. And they work really hard to get people in your lives. Now, sometimes you ignore the people that they're bringing, and they might be a really good person. But you're not there. You know, you zig instead of zag. And then they have to bring them back around. And you're going frustrated, but you're not listening. You know, synchronicity, you're not listening, you're not paying attention to that little gentle prompt. You're not living your life and feel like you're being guided by something in your life that's leading you to what you want. Bam, done, right? What do you think? So you guys never answered my question. She didn't think it was true. She thought men made the choice. I still don't believe that. And I've heard this from women, that women make the choice. And I've read that before, too, in books from psychologists, that women are the ones who choose the mate more so. And, yeah, you know what it is? Sometimes it's about, you know, for younger people. Now, this is crazy stuff, but I'll give it to you anyway, because I love this stuff. It's kind of fascinating about science and how people choose and how women choose men. And women, especially younger women, choose men based on what they perceive to be a man's strong energies, as in reproduction, the look, the face, the body. Is he going to be secure? Is he going to be strong? When they're going through their cycle, when they're ovulating, women choose men differently than other times of the month. What do you think about that? That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Women choose men at that time of the month, for younger women, of course. I mean, if you're like 70, well, that's not going to work out very well, right? You might choose men because they make you laugh, or they're funny, or they're... But also security is big. So a woman sees a man who's secure in his own way, what they're looking for as insecurity, that's what they're going to choose. And men are more image-oriented and more shallow in our intentions for the most part. Yeah, we're more visual than women a lot of times, and so we're more visual in our choices. Now, I mean, what do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong? I mean, am I reading the wrong material? But I really do believe that sort of thing. Okay, let me get to my write-up that I did. And this is something I've been putting together. I've been thinking a lot about this whole idea of this therapeutic meditations, but also about thoughts. I don't call it belief systems anymore. I call it thought patterns. I think thought patterns is more descriptive, because a pattern is something you repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat, and we have thought patterns that we repeat and we repeat and repeat, and that kind of drives our lives. So I wanted to read this to you. I've been working on this, and I'm not completely done with it. And this all started from an Abraham quote that I read a few days ago. So the quote was, "The universe is not punishing or blessing you. The universe is responding to the vibrational attitude that you are admitting. The more joyful you are..." See, that tied into joyful. I forgot about this quote when I was doing this. Yeah, that's cool. "The more well-being flows to you." So you got to be joyful. You got to be a happy camper, right? You get to choose the details of how it flows. So that was an Abraham quote from 2001. And so let me read my write-up based on that. Read this quote from Abraham material and got thinking about the importance of attitude and thought patterns. Most of my life, I carried around a negative attitude on various subjects. I was prone to be cynical and sarcastic. My thinking was put downs, and all that joking around was funny and witty. The exchanging of negative attitudes and self-deprecating thoughts weighed heavily on my soul and vibration. These thoughts and attitude created within me belief systems, or I could say thought patterns, that held me back from creating the life I wanted. These beliefs revolved around distrust and having a chip on my shoulder. Eventually, I mean, this is kind of like an add-on to that little thought. I had that for the longest time. I had this little chip on my shoulder, and then I'll explain a little bit more about it. Finally, it went away. It just, like, one day the chip went. Psh, bye. No more chip. I went around believing that people didn't want me around, and I was an outcast. Ooh, that was strong. My pit of my stomach kind of goes when I say that, because that was true. I had friends, plenty of them, but there was always this feeling just not fitting in. Have to admit, my childhood religious background contributed a lot to those feelings. That is another story I need to let go of. These attitudes also affected my developing relationship with women. All the negative thoughts about myself caused me to doubt my worthiness to attract women I desired. I felt like the outsider looking in. So I had that really strong energy, didn't I, years ago. So enough of the past, as the article goes on. Enough of the past. Let me now present how seeking a spiritual path has changed these attitudes. Going from a low vibrational place, it took years to raise my vibration and change my beliefs. The catalyst in making the change is becoming a student of the law of attraction. Early in my spiritual development, I was introduced to the Centers of Spiritual Living, Church of Religious Science. The motto of them is, change your thoughts, change your life. Shortly after that came the movie The Secret, which pushed me further down the path of raising my vibration and adjusting my thought patterns. Next came two major steps in my growth. First, my is an introduction to the Abraham material as presented by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Excuse me. I watched the videos, read all the books, and even went to the workshops. Immersing myself in the Abraham material, led me to a deep clarity about the law of attraction and how to use the principles in creating a better life for myself and others. The second principle that came clear to me is that love is the answer. During my meditations and studies, I have come to understand the importance of self-love. Unconditional love of oneself aligns us with the God's earth source, which is the seed of love. The closer we align with the vibration of love, the more we live our purpose and manifest all our desires. The process of alignment is about changing your thought patterns and attitude from fear to love-based. I hope my story about change and growth helps you to realize that there is a path to go from negative thought patterns and attitudes to love-based ones. Let me leave you with one affirmation that I use daily to help me focus on living from love-based thoughts. I let go of problems and allow source to flow all good to me when I use love-based thoughts. I like that one. Let me read that one again. That's my little affirmation. You can use something very similar to this. I let go of problems and allow source. Now, that's the word I use instead of God. So let me just make sure they understand that. Source being the source of everything, if you're not familiar with the concept. I let go of problems and allow source to flow all good to me when I use love-based thoughts. I would love to assist you on your path to manifesting the life you want. And then I put down the website that you can contact me. So I have to go back. There's a couple changes I saw in there. I go, ooh, edit time. But I will edit that later. That's the basic concept. That's my write-up. And that's what I've been talking about a lot is changing our thought patterns and, as I said in there, our attitudes so that we can love ourselves more. And let me talk a little bit more about loving ourselves, the love of ourselves, because the love of ourselves leads to, as in my write-up for my work, prosperity, love, relationships, anything you want if you love yourself deeply. Just love yourself. And loving yourself is really about just changing your thoughts, changing your beliefs about yourself, changing those feelings that you have about yourself. And I compare it to, if you want to soar and fly in life, if you want to take off and you really want to soar and you really want to get to where you want to go, it's like a hot air balloon. You're in your hot air balloon. You are the hot air balloon, right? And you want to soar, you want to take off, you want to achieve everything, go everywhere, do everything, but you're in your balloon, but you're stuck on the ground, okay? You're stuck on the ground. So how do you get off the ground? Well, there's sandbags, right? There's these sandbags that keep you on the ground. Well, you have to cut loose the sandbags. What are the sandbags in this metaphor that I'm using? The sandbags are those negative thought patterns that you developed somewhere along the line, generally before the age of 10. Now, as I worked with a client earlier, it could be from a past life. Ooh, thought patterns from a past life, negative thought patterns, right? I'm not worthy of meeting people. Ooh, that's not good. I'm not worthy of falling in love. I'm not this, I'm not that. Those negative thought patterns that aren't self-loving, and they drag down your self-love. They keep your self-love from flowing. So what are they? So that's what we work on is let's find those. And it could be even things that happened to you. It could be trauma in your life. I had a client where it was trauma at a really early age that you had to reprogram that trauma. You had to take out the energy of the trauma and kind of look at it from a different perspective. Because in this sort of thing, working with yourself and self-love and loving yourself, if you had trauma at an early age and you don't even, sometimes you don't even remember it, it has a huge impact about not wanting you to love yourself. But the point I'm trying to make is that your memories and your imagination are closely aligned, that you can actually change your memories through your imagination. It's called neuro-linguistic programming, is what it is. And Tony Robbins was a big advocate of that, changing, or is a big advocate of changing your thoughts by the use of your imagination or creating a new visualization. And it's done at the subconscious level to change your thoughts, change those beliefs about yourself, change that trauma. You can rewrite your trauma, rewrite those experiences so they have no impact on you. And you can move forward to develop self-love. So that's what self-love is all about, loving yourself, how to love yourself. And when you love yourself, as I write up, you can achieve anything in your life because you believe in yourself. Now, there are people out there that love themselves deeply and have achieved a lot. They may not be the most honest people in the world, but they love themselves. And they're not held back by their baggage. And you go, how does that person achieve it? They're just, you know, they're crazy. But they love themselves, and they're not held back by their baggage. They such, you know, sometimes that can get narcissistic. There are certain people that are very narcissistic, right? But real, pure, but high vibrational self-love is really connected to the divine, to source. And there's where that flow comes for whatever you want in your life. Okay? So, let's get into being joyful a little bit. I only have a few minutes left. In case somebody wants to call in or if there's any questions in the chat room. Never did get a comment about what you guys think about that whole thing about women choosing men versus men choosing women. Women have the final choice. I really do believe that. I know that sounds odd, but I believe that. So I was hoping for people in the chat room to comment yes or no. You're crazy. No, I'm not. Well, some days. So this is an article on 10 steps of mastering the art of joyful living. And this is by Dr. Gail Brenner. Yeah, Brenner. And it's from GailBrenner.com. So B-R-E-N-N-E-R. I found this on the internet. Oh, yeah, you can find anything on the internet, right? Okay, so I'm going to go skip by the whole little opening part of it and just get into some of her points. Being silent. Bring silence and stillness into your life. Now, these are great things to just remind yourself. You want to be joyful, okay? If you turn down the volume and all the noise in our lives, we discover the amazing fact that silence and stillness are already here. And when we intentionally allow ourselves to be still, we naturally open up to deep appreciation of the present moment. Now, in other words, that's called mindfulness. Being mindful of the moment, being in the moment, just appreciating the moment, appreciating everything's around you right now. We become relaxed, grounded, and clear, and stress begins to melt away. So get grounded or get into the moment. Get mindful about the moment. How can you bring silence into your life? When you stop and be still. So there's no distraction, there's no noise. Now, you can put your headset on and go out for a walk and maybe have music, really calming music, little Mozart at a very low thing so it's not, like, disruptive. I guess listening to rap while walking is not going to get you into a still moment, right? But maybe some soft classical music might get you there so that you can block out all the other noises and just have this calm white noise. Okay, clean up. I like this next one. Someone recently told me she feels disgusted when she looks into her closet because of all the clutter. It's a shame because my very moment of disgust is a moment of empty joy. Yeah, you ever notice that? You look around, you go, oh, that stuff takes away your joy. All the stuff that you need, things that you need to get rid of, but you've never gotten rid of, right? If there's anything you are procrastinating about, anything you can easily fix, anyone who drags you down, pay attention. Don't wait for or settle for a good enough. Carve out the time, figure out a solution, or allow the solution, as I would say. Allow the solution, let it go and turn it over. Stay out of problem, right? Stay out of problem. Let the universe help you to bring the solution and clean it up. Now, that's an interesting point she makes here. It's not just cleaning up stuff in the closet. It's cleaning up people in your life, right? People that keep you from being joyful, those naggy people that are always complaining and whining about this and whining about that, it's letting them go. It's cleaning them out of your metaphorical closet of life and letting them go. I know you can't get rid of your kids, but you can help them with their attitude, right? You can, you know, stress, we're going to be joyful. We're going to be happy. Let's work together on being happy and joyful. I like the next one. It's really kind of tied into that one really well. Mind your own business. Do you want to be unhappy and frustrated? Then try controlling things you can't actually do anything about, like other people or most situations or the past or the future. Like that. Like other people or most situations or the past or the future. Staying present, right? Avoiding those things that you cannot try, things that you really cannot control, but you like to control. So if you're caught in an emotional reaction, turn the mirror onto yourself. Let the story go and see what is actually true in your direct experience. Bring compassion right into the places where it is not to where it is needed most. Diligently work on the areas where you get stuck. And joy will naturally shine through you. It's an interesting point. Yeah, let go of control. Try to control people. You know, some people, and I think you guys will agree with this, absolutely agree with this, some people you just never control. They don't want to be controlled. That, you know, even if you try to control them, you could never control them. It's like, what is that? What's that expression I love? It's like herding cats. You can't herd cats. You ever try to herd cats into a, you know, no, forget about it. So people are just like cats in some ways. Dogs, you can, never mind. We'll leave that one alone. So let go of the past and the future. Let go of trying to control things you can't control. You'll feel better. Be more joyful in your life. So I have time for maybe one more little step here. Give to others whatever you feel you are lacking. It's like this point. So many of us want attention, love, understanding. We live in a state of lack, thinking that life can begin if we can only get what we think we need. Consider that you may actually need what you think you not actually need what you think you need. It might be just an old story that has outworn its welcome. Yeah, thought patterns, negative thought patterns, old thought patterns you want to clear out, right? So get rid of those. I think I need this, and I think I need that, but I can't get this, and I can't get that. That's an old thought pattern, that negative thought pattern that keeps you out of joy and keeps you out of love. Instead of living in lack, contemplate generosity. Generosity, giving of yourself. Give out to others what you want or need. Pull out the stops in offering attention, interest, and caring. Your lack will be transferred into fullness by believing you don't have enough becomes love overflowing. Believing you don't have enough becomes love overflowing. That last sentence was a little confusing. So it's just being generous, giving. You know, it could even be money. And that's an interesting point. Think about it. You don't have to give all your money away. Some people go, I don't want to give all my money away. But be generous with your money. You know, if you see homeless persons, give them a dollar. I know some people go, I don't want to give them money. But if you see somebody that needs a little bit of money, you know, for something, be generous. Don't live in lack. Be generous whatever you have. Maybe it's just the love you can get. Give more love, right? Give more compassion. Give more forgiveness. Give more guidance. If they're willing to accept, if they're willing to take it from you. Not to control them, but to offer them some really positive energies, positive vibrations of some form. Okay, so I've had fun today. Thank you, callers. We'll talk more about this, about joyfulness. Maybe I will be back on Wednesday, so we'll do it more on Wednesday. So it's been fun. I really appreciate you guys a lot. Love you guys. So talk to you soon. Bye.